and then put them into a hot coffee or
Monday night in the toilet, washing white ball.
That the issue of making, we said, the whole issue of mylid is you mustn't change from a liquid to a solid or solid from a liquid. And we said the issue is, according to the Mechaber, there's no problem if it happens by itself. That means, according to the Mechaber, if someone takes ice cubes out of the freezer and he lets it dissolve, there's no problem. You mustn't crush it, that's what Gemara says. But if according to the Mechaber, if a person lets it dissolve by itself, it's okay. The Ramah is Cholik. The Ramah says dissolve by itself is not a heter by itself. It has to be that it's not nicker. Means you can take an ice cube, put it into a liquid, let it dissolve, that's butter. But to actually let it dissolve by itself is not allowed. But we said.
Because of the Ramah, you have an ice bowl, ice in a bowl. Eventually, it thins into water. You can't drink that water.
The problem, right? Sure, right? First of all, it's a small amount. I mean, what you do, you took it out to serve the people at the table.
About 2 dozen ice.
I'm saying, you put it on the table to serve people.
Correct.
The mice are not everyone took the ice cube, so some of it dissolved.
Correct.
Could be it's better. I'm not sure. Someone speaks about this, Shaila. I can't remember. I haven't got a pencil on me here, right? Is it the mice, to take ice out of the freezer and let it wait on the table to dissolve, that's wrong. Your shaila is that you took it out to serve people. And then it got left. Everyone took ice cubes. And the mice after a while it dissolved. Is that okay? I'll check that up. Ice cubes.
Why is that okay? We said it's okay, it's on its own.
He
left it there.
It's no good, my friend. But again, the issue of taking snow or ice, that's the Gemara. It's to crush it up with your hands is awesome. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara says that in certain cases it's mutter. You put the ice cube in water, it's mutter. Now, the Mechaber understands that heter is because it happens by itself. That means, according to the Mechaber, the fact is it happens by itself. You don't need the water there. If you'd have a glass bowl, a glass cup empty, you take ice cubes out of the freezer, put it into that cup's mutter. The Ramah says no, that's not the heter. The heter is it's not recognizable. The fact is when an ice cube dissolves in water, it's not nicker. That's the heter. So the Ramah says the chatchila, one should not rely on this heter of just dissolving it by itself. The Ramah adds, that's what we said yesterday, b'shas hadchak, if you're stuck, which we'll see when, then you're allowed to do it if it happens to be mela. But the chatchila, you should only dissolve ice, whatever it is, into something else. That is what we said.
Type of water.
So that's right. So someone taking ice cubes out of the freezer. That's right. So you put in a cup, let's say a bit of water, and then you put the ice cube in that. That's butter.
If you put in water.
So here's a cup. Yeah.
Drop in a few drops.
It has to be not nicker. It has to
be. Put it in a bowl and leave it for the table for people to serve.
Yeah, it's a good shot.
You put a bit of water in there, and you have to remember that.
Right. That was number one. Then we said. First of all, so now we said, according to this, it should be a problem to take water on Shabbos and put it in the freezer. Because you're making an ice cube.
Yeah.
So according to the Mechaber, that's what it happens by itself. It goes in the freezer, it takes a few hours to happen. Should we watch it? According to the Ramah, it should be a problem. We said yesterday, as far it could be that some people tell that there's no problem this way. When you have an ice cube and you make it into water, that's a chosh of tikkun. The water you can use for drinking, you can use for washing, it's a major tikkun. When you have water and you make it into an ice cube, there's not much you can do with it. The ice cube, you've got one instruction to put it in the drink. It's not much. It's a very small chashimas. Or, others say as well, that it's a very insignificant chashimas because as soon as you take it out and you let it melt, it just falls apart. So it's some people say there's no problem anyway. The Meister, the Aruch Shabbos, others go with the shit that it's a problem. One should not make ice cubes on Shabbos, lechatchila. But, he said, b'shas hadchak, when there's an emergency, that means, for example, what?
It's a soruch.
It has to be a problem. Yeah, it's true. You're right.
It is true.
It's not about. You're quite right. It's not my shat. It's not just the time you fancy. It's not shat. The Meister Ramoisa finds that someone's got. Ramoisa finds that no. See, Ramoisa finds that someone's got visitors coming and he wants to mechamed them with a nice cold drink. That means the simple shat is at home eating himself. He wants a nice cold drink. It looks like Ramoisa. That's what Ramoisa says. A visitor's coming. That's what it looks like. It's not enough. From most of you've got visitors coming, you want to be mechaber the visitors. That's not what Shas Ad Chak. It's called a tzoruch. So that's called a big tzoruch.
He says, do it anyway.
What?
He says, yeah, you show
that you
can do it. Then
there's
a tzoruch
as well. I'm not saying Shas Ad Chak. Yesterday we said another example, for example. Let's say, for example, someone's got wine in a freezer. See, he freezes his wine, and the Maaser for Shabbos, he wants to use Kiddush wine, he's got no other wine to use, that you could take out. No problem, you need it. That's the necessary. But Stam Azori, he's got, let's say, grape juice, he wants to take another thing out from the freezer, that there's a heter. I said, Tzorech, it's Yom Tov, it's Shabbos, he wants to have it for Shabbos. It has to be a proper Tzorech, I think. It's not Stam Azori like that, yeah?
Why
what?
What is the
Tzorech
when it comes to visitors?
Mechabit, they want to be Mechabit to visitors. A special mitzvah for Sukkah. My chadu wife's also a special mitzvah, but this is looks like this is extra special.
Well,
it's a mitzvah. I come from Ramosh as a mitzvah. Ramosh says you need an orichim akamin. So you have orichim akamin, you need it. That's what I think that was his losh, as far as I remember. Okay, that was as well. Now what other chiddush as well is this whole shine of changing a liquid into a solid. Is only if it's a mamish, a liquid. Something which is basically food items, and it's become mushy. Let's say, for example, ice cream. Ice cream is made out very often from eggs, which is really a solid, sugar, I don't know what else you've got. A lot of the ingredients are there are more or less solids. So many possible time that even ice cream which is melted, to put that in the freezer is not a problem. Because it's always quite thick. So it's not a major change. A sorbet, which came from fruit juice, that's a liquid, that could be a problem. But this is maybe better, okay?
Whipping
cream is a problem, right? Many possible holes. Many possible holes, whipping cream is a liquid inside the bottle. A whipping cream inside the bottle is a liquid. You can hear it shaking around. When it comes out onto the cake, because I thought it's made from whipping cream. I don't know if it's made from. Is it made from eggs as well? The same thing.
Cream.
What's it from? I don't know what's in there. Huh?
It comes from milk.
Milk's liquid. We can't milk, you use power, but that's especially something else, I don't want to be used.
It's not liquidy.
That. No. My side, I tell you, essentially, I didn't find it this time, but oh, Shabbos is a maker whipping cream, I don't know why. He said it's mutter, others were false, says whipping cream is a problem, other possibly say whipping cream is a problem, because that's changed from a liquid to a solid. Right, everybody said, let me say the frosting card. What?
I took an ice cream out of the freezer, served it, and I left it out on the table too long. It started.
So, what's your ice cream made out of?
Ice cream.
So, if it's made from solids like sugar, I want that right way. Let's say, for example, very often ice cream is made from eggs, sugar, and cream. That's all considered local. That you can put back in the freezer.
And how else would it be?
Sorbet. Let's say you make a sorbet. Yeah, sorbet is made from liquid. I don't have some ice cream. I don't know. I'm not.
Right.
I can tell you the halacha. I can't tell you how to make the recipe.
You go completely into a liquid,
yeah, put it back in the freezer. Yeah. It's still called local. It's a chiddush, actually. Yeah. Let me talk about challahs and fish and things like that come out of the freezer. Even though it's defrosted, it becomes soft. That is not a problem. That is still called an oichel. It's oichel to oichel. It's not called a liquid. No problem at all. Now, the next bit is very interesting. The Maaser. The shayla today is melting cream to be used for a choyla. I'm just giving a little adobo versus what Rabbi Yisai. The choyla, what happens is a person wants to melt some cream, see how you can do that, and put it onto a choyla. Yeah? So let's start from the beginning. The halachas are normally that a choyle, let's start from the very, very basic, very quickly. That is, a normal choyle has got a slight headache, a meikosh b'alma. He has got no head to take medicine on Shabbos. Such a person does not have any head to take medicine on Shabbos, unless he's got a way around it, he mixed it before Shabbos or something else, or it's in a course. But generally speaking, someone on Shabbos has woken up with a very slight headache, a mild ailment, he may not take refuah on Shabbos. It's not allowed to be done.
So, what about
Yom Tov Sheni allowed to, but Yom Tov Rishon is the same as Shabbos. You can't do it on Yom Tov Rishon either. That is a meichush. It's not enough. He's got a slight ailment. It's very hard to know what this means. But it's pashtus. It's not enough to make him go to bed, and it's not enough to make his body weak. He doesn't feel weak. He's not mamish weak. He's got a slight pain, but it's not enough to confine him to bed, and it's not enough to make him weakness his whole body. Some of that hay fever, for example, slight hay fever, constipation, for example. It's not pleasant constipation, but it's not schwach, it's not, unless it's very severe, but generally speaking, it's not a major thing like that. A minor heartburn, something like that also is l'chayra, also not a heter of taking medicine on Shabbos. That's number one. Then you've got a stage a bit above that, it's called mitzas choyli. Mitzas choyli is slightly more than that. He's got a painful ailment. It's not confining to bed. It doesn't make his whole body schwach. It's slightly more, also no heter. The only thing is, you're allowed to get a goy to do an issa drabon for you. That you're allowed to do. So, for example, let's say a neighbor's got some tablets. No, she can't take tablets. You can't take medicine on Shabbos. Let's say, what would be an example, he feels like a cold drink. His fridge is not working. Yeah, so all he's allowed to do is allowed to ask a goy to go to a neighbor. There's no Erev in the town. He's allowed to go to ask a goy to get from the neighbor a cold drink to bring from the goy's house, from his house to his house. It's a drabon of carrying. So for mitzvahs choyli, you may ask a goy. Yeah, now, Moshi. Now, the next one is someone's a choyli korakuf. Someone is more seriously ill. He is confined to bed. Or he's got a severe pain, a very severe pain, which makes him schwach. Now, this person is allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. So, for example, let's say someone's got a very severe headache, a severe migraine, very, very painful. Maisa, what should he do? So, such a person, if he's mamish in that level, he's allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Such a person. sorry? Yeah, you're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos.
On Yom Tov also, Moshi.
So here, even Yisrael can do it for him. So here, for example, ideally, we try to do it with the Shinus. Let's say, for example, someone's got some, there's no Eruv in the town, there's some tablets in my neighbor, in someone's, in the neighbor's house, and this person needs tablets on Shabbos. He's allowed to carry the tablets under his hat with a shinui to his house. So an issa drabonon with a shinui is mutter for a chole koraguf. The only exception is the actual medicine itself can be taken without any shinui. Tablets you could take without any problem whatsoever. Now, what we're going to come to is very interesting. Shaila, what happens here is someone needs to have some cream. Let's say it's got, where you would need cream. For a chole koraguf, did I write down an example? Let's talk about a baby first of all. Let's say a baby's got a very sore bottom, a nappy rash. Generally speaking, children, certainly a baby, is considered a chole koraguf. It's very painful for them, and therefore they are treated as a chiddush actually that children are considered as a chole koraguf. Up to what age a child is considered a chole koraguf is very questionable. Some say it's till bar mitzvah, some say it's till six, that's a question. But certainly, a baby himself is called a chole koraguf, and therefore, unless he's got a nappy rash, which is painful, he's sore, they want to put some cream on the baby. Yeah? You want to put some cream on the baby, so for a chole koraguf, one's allowed to do an issa drabonon. So a question, what can you do? So one thing is that these creams very often have got a problem with mamareach, smoothing out. What you do is you smooth out the cream to put it on. It's a problem with this rice of mamareach smoothing out. But what you can do is, according to many poskim, is you can take the cream and dab it on different parts. What happens is then a nappy goes on, and when a nappy closes, that smears it around, and that makes it that the maisa, the baby, has got some medicine on him. Who are then for an adult? I don't know what you need, let's say, for example. Let's say someone's got quite a severe burn, and he needs some cream on his burn area. Let's say he's got a chole koraguf. The same idea would be, it's a bit harder there, because it depends where the burn is. But let's say it's on his hand. So what you do is you dab it on, let's say, for example, and then let's say he goes and dries his hands, maybe. I don't know what the advice is. Put something on his hands. That will be able to make it mutter. So far, so good.
Am I allowed to do this?
What? Only someone who's not well can do this. The general person who's healthy, Moshi, which Baruch Hashem you are, you've got no head. There's another big kiddush over here, which I want to speak about today, and that is, there's another solution. What you do is, take the lotion, the cream, squeeze it into a cup, into, let's say, a l'chaim cup. So far, so good. Then, you take that l'chaim cup, and put it into a keli. Let's put a keli shlishi. So you take water from the urn, yeah. Transfer that water into another cup. We really haven't any cups here. How can I do this here?
No cups.
You got the urn over here. This is the urn. You transfer the water from the urn into here, and then it goes into this one over here. This is a keli shlishi. Now you take your plastic cup with the cream inside, and you put the cup inside this water, hot water, what's going to happen is that cream is going to melt.
Yeah,
it's going to become sort of liquid. The territory of the Torah, the first time, please. Even the Ramah allows this, because it's a necessity. You don't
cream on. It's for a choyla.
Someone needs a choyla. A choyla is a shenah. You're allowed to do this, even when you're doing it actually with your hand. You put it in there.
For a choyla.
What?
For a choyla.
No, you can't do it.